When the human works, it's still like it's his kli, and you just own back the money like halvo, like a mechira, so why is there a batal on here? So Gemara answers, Leitzricha, the case is, to ka'agre mine liftushe. He was hired that he's supposed to like bang this beged. So bocho bocho b'moso. That's the price he's supposed to do. So Rashi says, Diaga levicho, el yelom delav begarde. We're not talking about he's like a tailor. El betikon arishon, when you're first fixing the kli. When it comes out of the base of Gardi where they make the wool or the tanner, the Gardi with the tanner of the skin, you have to first stamp on it with your feet. We're talking about now that you hired the man to like work on your leather. Whether he makes it better or not, you have to pay him. How many stamps he stamped on this on the leather? So therefore, that's why here you'll be allowed about Poland. This is like a regular skiris. You hired somebody to work on your leather. The way you work on it is you have to stamp on it, and that softens it. And you're paying the person for every stamp that he does. In such a case, when you finish stamping it, if you don't pay him that day, you'll be over this lava of loisol and pulas sachiritcha. That's called the regular serus. You'll have to pay him his rent, his wages that day. Now the Mishnah said, Sochir bizmanoi nishpa v'noito. Let's say it's a question that the worker, after he got finished working, says that the owner didn't pay him yet. And the owner doesn't know if he paid him or not. So the Mishnah says a chiddush that the worker is allowed to swear with a shavua, saying he did not receive his wages yet, and then he has a right to collect the money. Gemara says, Sochir, amait kinu le rabbonin lemishtabo v'shokil. How come the rabbonin made such a tekono? Like we spoke out once, mid yiraisa ol shavuas or shavuas haniftorim. You swear to free yourself. Like a famous shavu is either by shemrim, or shemrim has to swear that he was not his fault, he wasn't shlech b'yad and his potter. A moide b'miksa swears that I don't owe you the money. Mid yiraisa you always swear to free yourself. It's only at the Konim and the Rabbon in certain places that will let you be a Nishpa V'Noitel, will let you swear and take. Here is one of the cases the Rabbon made at the Konah that you have the right to swear to say you do not receive your wages yet, you didn't receive your paycheck yet, and the owner has to pay you. So the Gemara asks, why did the Rabbon make such a Konah? So the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yudam HaShmuel, Halochos Gedoyloi Shonukan. These are very big halochis learned here. So Rashi says it means Shemona Chomer v'Nishboyim v'Noit v'Sef Teshuas T'Sochir v'Nigza v'Nechva v'Chen v'Abekotzi. There's a lot of halachis here that we learn here that Rabbanan made such halachis that we let a person swear and take the money. So Gemara asked the question: Hani Hilchas Aninu? Are these things called like Stam halachis, which is always Mashma Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai? Hani Takonis Ninu? These are not Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. It's not Midiraisa. It's only a Takonim Midirabbanan. It's only with the Rabbanim, we'll soon see what the reason is, that they say, if the worker complains and says, I did not receive my paycheck yet, the Rabbanim believed him, he has a right to swear, to say, I did not receive it yet, and then the owner has to pay him. So this is not Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai, this is a Takonim of the Rabbanim. So again, the question is, what's the reason, why did the Rabbanim make a Takonim here, to believe the workman? So Gemara says, Elo Amarav Yudom HaShmuel, true, that Takonois Gedoylo Shonokan, that these few places in the Gemara and Shavuos, that there's a klal of Nishboyim V'Noitlin, you have a right to swear and collect the money, these are Takonois Gedoylo that they made there. So Gemara says, Nechlal Di Ketanois, if so it's Mashmo, these are the big Takonois, but Mashmo there were small ones also, like how do you have a big one or a small one? So Gemara says, rather say like this, Elo Amarav Nachmanam HaShmuel, Takonois Kevuois, Shonukan. This is what the Konas Kavuas. Rashi says means Royu La Sois and Kva Liakar Aleim Dovim in Atara. It's Kedai the Rabbanan should make such a Takonor, even though they're uprooting something with Yeraisa. Why? The Midi Yeraisa, Mishi Yeshol of Lishalim, Honishva. Midi Yeraisa, if we ever have a doubt if you have to pay or not, the locker is you swear that you do not have to pay, and you're free. The Pasuk says, Velokach Bol of Lo Yishalim. That if the Shema swears that he's innocent, that's it, the owner goes home with nothing. For Hochan, here it's just the opposite. The Rabbanan made a takon here, Shoklu l'shvua mi balabayis, v'shadyu asochir. The Rabbanan took away the shvua from the balabos. that he was supposed to swear that he's potter, and the Rabbanu put his shvu upon the worker that he has a right to swear. He did not receive his pay yet, and he'll receive. So the question is now why? Sumar says, his lashon again, that takonas kavu eshonakan, that means shvu, the Mar says, shvu ad balabayas, he, that really the balabos was supposed to swear that he's potter. But v'yakru Rabbanan l'shvu the balabayas, the Rabbanan took away the shvua from the balabayas, from the owner, from the boss. V'shadju asachir, and the Rabbanan put the shvua on the workman. He has a right to swear that he did not receive his paycheck yet. Now the question is why? So Gemara says mishum kidei chayiv, this sachir, in order to keep him alive. In other words, otherwise workmen will work and they won't receive their pay. They won't be able to live. So Posh, in order to keep a workman alive, Remei HaTakon, he's allowed to receive his payment. So Mar asks the question, O Mishum Kedei Chayev the Socher, true, good, you want to make sure the workman will get his paycheck and be able to live, but just because of that, Mr. Dinulei LeBalabayis, do you have a right to make a loss for the Balabos? Like if Midiraisa, the Balabos is allowed to swear that he's Potter, how could Rabbanan change it around and say, you know what, that he's allowed to swear? How could they make a mistake here, turn it around, to say that the workman's allowed to swear to free himself? How could that be? Sumar says, no, I'll tell you, the svar is, Bal habayis gufo nichle de mishtavi. Sochir v'shokel. I tell you, balabos, when you hire a workman, so the balabos, the boss, is happy that the workman will have a right to swear to get his pay. Because here the question is, at the end of the day, the workman says, I didn't receive my pay yet, and the boss says, I don't know. So the boss himself would be happy for such a takana that the workman's allowed to swear and collect his money. Why? Ki hecha delizgaru le po'alim. In order that workman will be happy to receive work. Like if a workman is going to have a doubt whether he'll receive his payment later, and he has no guarantee he'll get his payment, so workman will think, why should I work? Maybe I won't get paid yet. They won't want to go to work. So now the balabos that needs the workman is happy to say, you know what, you come and work for me. And if there's going to be any doubt later whether I paid you or not, we agree that the Rabbanan should make such a takana that you should have the right, you the workman, the socher, should have right to swear to Beis Din that you did not receive your pay, and then you receive your pay. So the kid is not called with making the balabos lose out, but the bailim, the boss, is happy about this. Why? In order that workman should want to work. Gemara says no, maybe the svar should be just the opposite. I tell you, socher gufo nichalei to mishtab balabayis v'yafkia. Maybe say this for just the opposite. A workman would be happy that the din should stay midiraisa. Again, midiraisa, if we have a doubt whether the boss paid the worker or not, so the boss has a right to say, I paid you, and he should be free. Like the bailim, he's always a nishpa v'niftarim. A balabas should have a right to swear and free himself. So we're saying the Rabbanan made a takana for the tevas of the socher. Now the Gemara says, no, maybe the socher, the workman himself, would be happy that the balabos, if there's any doubt whether he paid me or not, he should have the right to be freed. He could swear and free himself. You know why the worker would be happy? Ki hechad l'skeru balabayis, akorche, k'nechad l'skeru balabayis, in order that the balabos should hire us. Like if the balabos is going to know he's going to have a hard time with his workers, maybe he won't want to hire workers. What do I need them for? Then they jip me. But now that the balabos knows that the workman can't jip him, if there's any doubt if they got paid or not, the balabos is allowed to swear that I paid him to be free. So maybe the socher, the workman, would be happy that the balabos could swear, in order that a balabos, the owner, would want to hire workmen. Tomorrow says no. Al-kochich oger socher. Al-kochich oger. Tomorrow says no. The svar is that the balabos has to hire them. So the worker is not afraid about that. A workman knows that the balabos needs me. The boss needs workers. So the workmen are not afraid that the boss may not hire them. So Mar suggests the opposite also then. Sochinami bal korche isgur. I'll tell you so just the opposite also. But a workman himself needs work. And he knows that he's going to let himself be hired because he has to be hired. He needs pay himself. So again, the svar goes both ways. Really, midiraisa, if there's a doubt if the owner paid his workman or not, the balabos should swear and free himself. So again, why did the Rabbanan make a takana that the workman, the socher, has the right to swear and free himself? Why should they make this takana? So Gemara says the reason is like this. Ela rather, bal habayis torid b'poilin. The svar is that the balabos himself doesn't really know. This big balabos, all he does is sign checks. He doesn't know how many signed or not. He's busy taking care of his workers. So he doesn't know really if he paid the workers or not. The workman himself, he knows, did I get the check or not? If the guy's not a shakman, we're not afraid he's a lawyer, so he knows whether he received this paycheck or not. But the boss, does he know if he paid every worker or no? It's yidavyidua that the bosses are busy. They don't really know if they paid everybody or not. For the Amori Yochi, if that's the svar, if so, nesav leib leishvua. If so, the svar should be then that if we have a doubt whether the owner paid the worker, he should pay the worker, we should trust the worker altogether. We should say that the balabas does not know what he's talking about, because he's too busy taking care of the business, taking care of everything, and the worker rather knows what he's talking about. So the worker should be able to collect his money without even swearing. Svar says true, but this is a svara kadei lahofiz daita shabalabayis. We have to calm down the balabas. But that much the balabas is not nicha to say that I should pay him without anything. Like to make it fair, like to be hofiz daitoi, to make the balabas happy, we say to the balabas, you know, that you'll receive a shvu at least. At least the workman will swear to you to say that he didn't receive his pay yet. No. Now the Gemara says, V'nesiv lei b'yedim. So let's make a new tekona. Let's make a tekona that whenever the owner pays his workmen, he should pay them in front of Eidim. Like if you're afraid there's going to be a doubt if we know whether we paid them or not, so let's make a tekona then. That any time the boss pays his workmen, he should pay them in front of Eidim. So then it can't be any shaila if they got paid or not. The Gemara says, no. Tarichalu milsa. That's too much of a bother. To tell me that every boss, when he gives out the paychecks, last to be given out in front of Eidim, that's too much of a bother. The Rabbanan can't make such a takana. For the Gemara of So, V'nesav le mikara. Let's make a takana that Balabas should pay the workers before they even work. Like Mashma, before they work, then the owner is not so busy. He's only busy while they're working. But before they start working, the Balabas is not so busy yet. So let's make a takana the Balabas should have to pay them before they start to work. Gemara says no. Shneyem reitzim bakofa. Both the owner and the worker both are happy to first get their pay after they did the work. So Gemara says, the Balabas Pshita wants to make sure they do the good job.